It's Wednesday afternoon, and the waiting room at Camarena Health in Madera is filled with families.
Go ahead and have a seat.
For years, the clinic has received federal funding to provide primary care and dental services for the poor and uninsured. But with the expansion of coverage that's about to kick in under the new federal health law, big changes are on the way. Paulo Soares is the CEO of Camarena Health. He says preparing for the law has presented a number of challenges.
I think a lot of it is just new, and so there's just a lot of information being thrown at everyone at a very fast pace, not just consumers, but medical professionals, employers, et cetera, and really trying to figure out a lot of this as we move along.
And his team is moving fast to get ready for the law with an expansion of its own. Soares estimates that around 8,000 to 9,000 Madera County residents who are currently uninsured will become eligible for Medi-Cal in January.
Many of those patients may already be patients of ours, but may be not accessing care as regularly as they should.
Once they're insured, those patients may visit the health center more regularly. For example, he says, diabetic patients may no longer wait until they're very sick to seek care.
Hopefully what we'll see with the Medi-Cal expansion is that some of these folks who are now have coverage are now willing to come in every couple months and get some of the preventative care and allow our medical personnel to manage those diabetes, to have our health education staff work with them and keep them healthier and better manage their disease rather than, I can't afford it, so I'm only going to show up when it's really bad or too late.
Dealing with the surge in patients is just the first challenge. Another is providing the space and staff to care for them. 8 months ago, Camarena Health broke ground on a new 16,000-square-foot medical and dental facility, thanks to a $4.8 million federal grant. It will join the clinic's existing facilities in Madera, Chowchilla, and Oakhurst. But there are fewer remedies to the San Joaquin Valley's longstanding physician shortage.
Part of the capacity building is not only the physical space, the bricks and mortar, but once you build those buildings, we have to fill them with medical providers, physicians, mid-levels, as well as dentists. And so we are actively recruiting for all of those positions.
Another challenge is helping patients navigate the new health insurance options. Soares hopes to receive a grant from the federal government to educate people about the law's benefits.
The outreach and education is a very critical piece because Medicaid expansion is only going to really work if those who are eligible get enrolled and access those services. And so if they're eligible for this program but they continue to walk around uninsured, it's not very beneficial to them.
Camarena is also striving to transform the way it provides care. It's part of a national initiative known as the Patient-Centered Medical Home. Dr. John Forncrook, Camarena's chief medical officer, explains that the goal is
to really pull a lot of the pieces together that are hanging loose right now. So, for instance, you know, keeping track of your patients, getting care at other places, getting information back from them, following up on that information you get back, and then making sure that people don't fall through the cracks.
One more challenge is providing care to the undocumented. They can receive services on a sliding fee scale at the health center, but they're generally not eligible for benefits of the health law. Without insurance, they may not be able to afford specialty services outside the health center. Soares again.
We will still do everything we can for the undocumented and or for just the uninsured. But once they leave our four walls and need more specialty care or hospitalization, that's where our coverage doesn't reach.
Go ahead and stand right here so I can check your height.
Despite some growing pains, Soares says the health law is good news for Madera.
If 8,000 to 9,000 more people can regularly receive health care and become healthier, it's a win, you know, across the board.
Enrollment for Medi-Cal is expected to begin in October. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.